recording our session, so if people missed, you can listen to the podcast and catch up. I didn't do that last week, but I want to start that. And then let me just show you where you can find this podcast. You go to my website. The website address is in the signature of my email messages. So just go there. It's at the bottom. And you go to, that's me, by the way. You go down here to other coding teams. And you click on that. And I have someone's working on this for me. So it'll look like this, except it'll say California Child QSET coding team, and there will be the dates here, and you'll just click on the date, and you get the podcast. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right, so these links will be up definitely by next week, and so we're good to go on that. So, there were a number of problems with the QSET, but I'm glad we're doing this, and this is what it's all about. It's about learning how to do this process. So I made a list of issues. I copied and pasted into a data file in SPSS. Looks like that. And so let me just go through some of the issues I had with some people's, and don't be embarrassed, you know, I know you guys know it already, but for everybody else, don't worry. I didn't get anything from you.
Yeah, I only got through the first round, so I didn't even know what to do after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go through it again today. I need your certificate for the NIMH course online. Okay. All right. Yeah, if you did the video,
yes.
Then it was in that email message. The link, because this is part of research,
right.
So in order to handle research data, you have to be certified by NIMH,
okay.
And there's an hour-long online course that you have to take. Everybody else has taken, so that's all right. Actually, Vera, do you have something from Brazil?
Yes, I have.
Like a certificate for handling research data? Otherwise, I'm going to have to make you...
Each project, we must submit to an ethical committee.
Right, but this would be for you personally to handle research data on any project. You ever taken anything like that?
No, we don't.
Okay, so I'm going to have to send you... It takes about an hour? Is that what you said?
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Is it the same one that I did last year?
Yes, you don't have... You're covered. You're all right. And Adam, you took it already, I believe.
Yeah.
And so did you, both did too, right? And Kayleen did.
It's for forever, right?
No.
7 years.
For like a couple years. Years.
7 years.
I think it's 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 7 years.
It's a very inferior course then.
Yeah.
Twice the 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
How do you read? Where, how long?
Huh?
Like, I don't know when it expires. You read that?
Yeah,
7 years.
Because
I got
mine,
junior,
sophomore, junior year of undergrad, and I'm still going strong.
Because I read it up to the institution to decide whether it's...
Well, I'll tell you, I last took it, I think, in 2002, and I just submitted an IRB application in April, and they had no problems with my application. So, hi.
Am I just Sarah joining today,
or? Okay, sure. Go ahead. This is Sarah.
Hi.
Why don't we all introduce ourselves? I'm Jeff.
Do it anyway.
Oh, you know I'm Mike.
Yeah.
You know I'm Julia. We drive to school together.
And
Naomi. Yeah.
I'm Kaylee.
Mela.
Angel.
Anna.
Soraya. I'm Vera from Brazil.
She got lost and she ended up here. So. A lot of these folks are undergrads who work with me, a couple of grad students, and Vera is a psychologist at Unicinos University in Porto Alegre, Brazil. So, do you know German? Do you know any German?
No.
Okay.
She speaks. I don't know any Portuguese. So.
Okay. You know, Zelly used to.
She defected.
I just wasn't charming enough. So anyway, this is the group, and we're learning the CCQ, which you have some familiarity with already. So anyway, if you can get me the certificate, and I'll send you a link.
Okay.
So. And then at the end, you just send me the certificate. And actually, Sarah, if you want to join this group, you'll need to complete this certification also. I'll send you, if you decide you want to join, you'll have the link and you can do this online course. It takes about an hour.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so that's one. And Angel, you're missing item 23
from the card.
I'm missing the card too.
Everyone was missing 23?
Oh, we used our own other cards.
Okay.
Yes.
But you were missing?
No, ours were fine.
I was.
Oh. You meant missing 23 also? Good help is hard to find.
Oh,
yeah. Well, how the hell could you do the assignment?
I thought we were doing it off of this thing. I kept, making...
Oh, yeah.
No.
Were you not here last week?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
There you go. All right. So you need a deck from me. And... Let's see. He made 10 decks, so there are 10 23s missing.
I had my.
Oh, you had yours? So it wasn't all 10.
I had eight missing, but not 23.
Oh, you had eight missing?
I filled it in though. I looked it up and I just put it in.
She had missing 72,
right?
No, I was missing 7.
And
23. It's a random number.
All right, so. Sirad had 8 missing. Anna had 7 and 23 missing.
I must have counted that thing 5 times.
Yep.
Because I thought I was messing up.
You were also missing 23?
23.
And you were also missing
23.
Are you okay.
It's like, this is not right. Something wrong here.
Sorry about that. So let me run this down. Kayleen was missing 23. Sarat was missing 8. Anna was missing 7 and 23. Adama was missing the entire deck. And Angel was missing 23. Any other missing items?
She said she was missing.
Who? Vera? You're missing an item?
Only 23.
You're missing 23 also.
I didn't have my...
Okay. That's frustrating. All right. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, so, Kayleen, you...
I didn't do the Excel. I realized that as you pulled up FCFS.
Okay, yeah, you need to take that sheet. So what Kayleen did was she scanned her sheet and sent it to me. So it's not quite that easy. That would take me a lot more time and effort to do that. So you take the items and then you
put them. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay, great, thanks. So that's that. And then Sirat, you sent me something with double digits. I think what you did was you somehow you entered the item numbers in the column. Let me.
I only had one column. Huh?
Well, yeah. You and what you entered in the column were item numbers. Let me pull that up.
You might have done it backwards.
Oh. Like.
Hey, this is why we have trainings. See that?
So you want it like...
It has to look like this.
What was your sort of method?
Yes, what was the method?
Oh, all I just started numbering them 1, 2, 3, 4, and so... I did it wrong. Okay, I get it. Like, I just like, you know, like there's 100, I just like...
I
from 1, 2, 3, 4,
oh.
like that.
Like, based on how,
where likely it was.
Yeah, like
how
characters.
Wait,
hold on, I'll show you.
Oh.
Like, you know how
so the first five are like one.
Like, yeah.
The second eight are two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, wait, no, wait. Why does that look so weird to me? No, okay, like, you know the item numbers, right? I have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, here. Why don't you explain from this? Can I? Thanks.
So, yeah, I just, like, I have them all here. I just put one. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right,
six.
Right, right.
And I just
yeah.
did that.
Yeah.
And, okay. But instead, I'm supposed to just put. Wait.
Well, remember what we talked about last week? You understand what she did, right?
No, I don't. Oh, like.
So she. So all the first five are ones. The second eight are twos.
Okay.
The third 12 are threes.
Okay.
That's what she did. That was her method.
It's easy to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to fix. So.
Wait, what exactly do you
have to write? Okay, so let me, thanks, Vera. So you have your sheet, and then you look for item one. Oh, look, there's item one. It's in pile eight.
Okay. Okay.
So here you type in eight.
Okay, got it.
So you look for item two. Where is item two? Item two, item two, item two. Oh, I don't see it. See, this is what why this takes so long and why I'm not going to do it. Item two, there it is. It's in pile seven. So next to the two, you type a seven.
Okay, good. I'll just.
So all the numbers in this A column should range from 1 to 9.
Okay.
Okay. Can you revise that and resubmit?
Okay,
all right, great. Thank you. Then, Anna.
Hi.
Okay, so I checked the frequencies, and this might be have to do with your deck being off, but so I checked the frequencies, and so you're AR1,
mm-hmm.
Anna Rivera?
AR1.
Yeah. AR1. Okay. And so I checked the frequency, and for number pile 5, you had 17 in pile 5. Now, again, I think probably if you add this up, it's 99, there's one missing. So probably one of the items that you were missing.
Yeah, my box is empty.
There it is. That so that explains that.
You're only missing one of them.
And you were missing, huh?
You're only missing one card?
Yeah, you would say
you're... Well, I put 23 already in it. And then when I went to do Excel, I realized that I didn't have a 7.
Okay. So we could just put a 7 into pile... five, right?
Can we?
Yeah, I mean, by process of elimination right here. So I'm going to put a 5 there for item 7.
See this? Item 7?
Yes.
Power 5, okay? So put that in. Save. There we go. All right. So that solves that problem. So those were all the issues that I had with your data sets. What?
I called him perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, you didn't read either, really, but you just figured out that you didn't have a 7 at the end. But, I mean, when you read the 7, did you go back to item 7?
Yeah,
you read it?
Yeah, put it in the middle anyway.
And you would have put it in 5 anyway?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, everybody think they could do this better the next time?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to show you then what we can do.
Did you do it too?
I did not do it. I did not do it. It's stressful as you even having carving out the time for these meetings for me. So, but we have an expert in the
yes.
In queue sorting right here.
In CPQ, maybe.
In CPQ, yeah.
Almost.
The letters are similar. CCQ, CPQ. Okay, so here are your correlations. So if you correlate with Vera, right? They look pretty high. Right? Let me show you how to read this. So what this is a correlation, which means, oh, okay, yeah, thanks. How strongly you relate to somebody else's scores. All right? So a positive number means that you relate positively to that person. A negative number would mean you relate negatively to that person. So what this means is that as your numbers go up, their numbers go up. As your numbers go down, their numbers go down. So it's a relationship. And the correlation basically assesses the magnitude of that relationship, how strong it is. So the first number is the correlation in each box. Okay. The second number is how significant or how strong that correlation is. And so this number is called a p-value, and for it to be significant, it has to be less than 0.05. Well, 0.000 is much, much less than 0.05. So all of these correlations are significant. And if you want to look at each other's, let's see, we look at Angel's and Anna's correlations, we can tell that it's fairly high, but not so high as to think that they cheated. It's not 1. 1 would be a perfect correlation. So it's 0.569. So it's a nice, strong correlation, but not too strong. If Vera is the gold standard, so you can see here that for the most part, people were in the 5s. There was a 3 and a 4, but otherwise pretty strong correlations. What we want to do is we want to see these correlations go up, like this 0.65. So Naomi and Julia were very highly correlated with each other in the 0.6 range, which is extremely good. And that's where I'd like to get the whole team at some point into this range. But we're already doing, I mean, this is just practice. People are doing pretty well, I think. Look at Mike and Naomi. 0.667. Very, very strong correlations. Maybe Nami's the common denominator here. Although Nami and Anna weren't very strong. That means you two don't tend to see things the same way. Not as much as Nami and, let's say, Mike or Julia. So we're going to work on getting these correlations up. But what's nice about this data sheet is that we can go item by item if we wanted to and compare what different people saw. So just this first item, item one. Naomi put it in generally uncharacteristic pile. Mike and Julia put it in the middle piles. Anna and Angel put it in very uncharacteristic pile. And look at Vera. Vera's the outlier on this one. She put it very characteristic. So let's find out what this item is. I'll pull it up here in a minute. Now, last year, you undergrads and master's students, we did a lot of transcribing. We did a lot of, like, some of the basic work. Unless you attended that coding at the new school, most of you just did transcribing. This year, I want to get in some actual research. So this is a little bit more, might be a little bit more interesting, I'm hoping, for you guys. Where is this paper? I think this is it. Yes. He shows his thoughts and feelings in the way he looks and acts, but he does not talk much about what he thinks and about how he feels. So Vera said, I hope you don't mind me.
No. Go ahead.
So Vera is the outlier here. She decided that after looking at this video, this child, this girl, shows her thoughts and feelings in how she looks and acts, but doesn't talk about her feelings and thoughts much. Whereas most of the rest of you, particularly Naomi, Anna, and Angel, felt that they said that's not characteristic, which I guess means that she does talk about her thoughts and feelings in the session. So typically what I like to see is some fighting, some debating going on between those who place this item in the very characteristic pile versus the three of you who put it in a very uncharacteristic pile. So, fight.
I was ready to debate as soon as I walked in. I saw the 2-1, I saw the 8.
You already knew where I was going with this.
I knew it. And I saw the first question, the first item, and I was like, why is it so different? And
then, yeah. Why indeed?
I don't know. Tell me, man.
Well, let's...
I don't know. She seems to me expansive and showing her feelings, her emotions.
But she didn't talk about them much in the video?
According to what I understood in my poor English abilities, I thought that she didn't talk a lot about her feelings. I don't know if you agree or if you think that she talked.
I put 9-2 even though I didn't read it right.
Where did you put?
I put more
characteristic.
Yeah.
Is the question like, did she talk about her feelings overall, or she talk about her feelings of like what's going on in her life? I don't know. It's like, is it a different kind of thing? Is it like, yeah?
Just
because
it doesn't.
She talks about her feelings. I feel like she did. She said, "Oh, I'm happy," or like, "I love science," or she was talking about how happy she was a certain few times. And that's what made me feel like this was like a one. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
Wait, so you thought it was characteristic or uncharacteristic?
Uncharacteristic.
Most uncharacteristic. So you thought
she talks about her feelings.
Yeah, she does
talk
about
her feelings.
Yes.
Did you hope that she expressed I'm happy or I'm not happy? Something like this.
I feel that she did. That's why I put it on.
Was this the video?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first child of the child.
Yeah.
What's that?
The first child is not the child who worked here.
And then it's the
main
Okay.
So there's two therapists, I think, right now in the room. One is working with the
Is this, are these students here?
I don't want to say
sorry.
Anything about it. Sorry about that.
No. I was just wondering.
I just want to maintain an anonymity.
It's not that girl. Yes.
Many times I thought about the CP2 items.
Yeah.
Because
so obviously you wouldn't be coding this girl. This one. So it's a little defensive, right?
I was kind of wondering in that sort of situation, like,
yeah,
what if you think it's gross? I feel like if I was the therapist there, I'd be like, ew, I don't want to do that.
Maybe she wasn't wearing it. Well. Well.
She was,
right?
she was so good about it.
Is she dissecting a mouse or mouse
no.
pellet?
No,
that was an owl
pellet thing.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was
that's an actual animal.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I like gave that to her to take home. Right?
Yeah.
But like it's so like there's no gloves, no anything. It's so weird to me.
It's just like it made me think about like when I'm a clinician.
What can you tolerate? What can't you tolerate? And can you if you really don't feel you can tolerate? Can you set boundaries? So obviously this therapist decided that she could tolerate this activity with this girl and see where it goes. So getting back to the item shows thoughts and feelings in the way he looks and acts, but does not talk much about what he thinks about how he feels. So far, I haven't heard anything about feelings or even really her own thoughts about stuff. No, I'm just saying, it, in thinking about this, if this is the way the rest of the session goes, I've seen this session before, but a long time ago, not recently. So I couldn't tell you precisely what goes on in the session. But if it goes like this, there's not a whole lot. She's, and I'll just tell you right now, this person really gets into activities. It doesn't have to be owl pellets. It could be anything. And she'll do it to the exclusion of really interacting very much. If that's the case, I would have to say that I'd have to agree with Vera that you know, she might show her thoughts, you know, basically saying, I don't want you around in my life, I'm busy with something, but she doesn't really say how she's feeling. Sarah.
I kind of also agree that I think that it is, because I remember when they were also talking about singing, and she kept like avoiding it every time it had to do with her. Like, she wanted to talk about things that weren't about her personal thoughts or her feelings.
Yeah.
Like, she would talk about it, but she would keep dodging the question and talking about something else, and then the therapist would ask again and she would answer, and she'd go change the subject again, and the therapist would come back and talk about
it. That's a very important observation. So what you're saying is that rather than talking freely and openly about her thoughts and feelings, she would
answer it, but
she wouldn't always answer it.
Like, if she was asked, why are you so interested in the camera?
Yeah.
What's the camera about for you? It's true, now I'm leaning more towards you, because she would never say what
she would always like
the camera.
Barely answer the question.
I felt like it was more in the middle, was because there was this moment that I felt like when she was talking about her sister destroying her journal.
That's what
and she was communicating that it made her sad. I thought that was an interesting interaction, because it was very clear that she was sort of like leading the therapist and like wanting her to offer her the journal. And then the therapist was like, it's not mine to give, I'm sorry. But I thought, that is why I put it in the middle. I thought she, you know, in some instances she is able to talk about how she feels, but I would not say that it is like that she was very skillful at it. So I mean, like, I see all the sides.
Okay, so given that, you hear what she's saying? It's persuasive. So what Julie is saying is that there's some evidence to suggest that this girl is able to articulate her feelings and thoughts, but there's other evidence to suggest that she feels very uncomfortable articulating her feelings and thoughts. And when you have evidence for both ends of the spectrum in the same session, where does that item end up? It should end up in a middle pile. So if one cancels out the other, you should probably go in the middle pile.
But can you say that it's just that one instance?
Yeah.
Like most of the video, she's like.
If that's just one time, but for the preponderance of the session, she's the extreme the other way, then, you know, then you would put this item, let's say, in pile 7.
Okay. Oh, okay. So.
See what I'm saying?
So then she'll probably let us set that full on. I was just doing it like 9, and then if I don't feel it, like 4, and then maybe 1, 2.
Well, okay, so the issue is that when you're doing this on the coding sheet, did you get a copy of this?
Yeah, but you have to do it twice. I only did it like once, so, yeah.
Did you do it twice?
She doesn't know how to do it. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. And then there was like the first pass through and second pass through.
Yeah, okay. Well, would you be? I don't want to take up the time to teach you how to do this, because everybody else knows how to do it. But if you go to my website, and the address is in, just pull up one of my old email messages, and it'll be in the signature line. If you go to courses, and you go to Child and Adolescent Psychopathology, the first podcast from September 10th, I actually talk about cue sorting.
Okay.
In that class. And of course, you don't have the opportunity of asking questions while you're hearing the podcast, but if you have questions, we can schedule a time to meet. But try that first.
All right.
Okay, I just don't want, because you know, everybody else has been trained, and then I'm just spending the lab time just training one person.
Oh,
doesn't.
I was going to ask if I could just meet with you like after the session. But
I have a meeting with a student right after this.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
But, as I said, listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to get there now.
Yeah.
And if you have questions after having listened to the podcast, email me, and we'll schedule a time either tomorrow or, I don't know, are you on campus tomorrow?
No, I'm only on campus on Monday.
Okay. So it would have to be next Wednesday.
I could change the picture. Okay. There's more.
All right.
Because I have it with me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sarai.
I mean, I probably can't do it as well as you, but I'll just, like, explain it. I don't know. All right.
And I still have the podcast, so it helps.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, so the items have to go into a certain, go into the coding sheet. And the coding sheet forces you to make certain decisions about the value of certain of the items. So you can have only five ones in the entire set. You can have only five nines. Right? Forced choice distribution, right? They're forcing you into a choice. You can't put all nines, for example, or all ones. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not like a... I know the first time we did it as a Likert scale. Like, you could put assign any number you wanted to between 1 and 9. I did that just to get you acclimated to the items. But now that you're acclimated to the items, then we move to the forced choice distribution. Okay. All right. So, sounds though I would go a little bit less than 8, given what Julia said, but I wouldn't say uncharacteristic, because it sounds like for the predominance of the session, she was trying to evade the therapist's inquiries into her feelings and thoughts. She wasn't very forthcoming, in other words. That's what I'm hearing. Naomi, would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree. I totally changed my mind.
Okay. Angel and Anna, have you changed your minds?
No. I would have put it in one after like listening, but I had put it in one because she was so, I felt like she was so open. Like, I felt she spoke a lot. But I guess I didn't like really look into it.
Right. Because, let's say I can talk about this watch all day long. Like, it has a little lever here.
If they were to ask her a question like that, she wouldn't not answer it. Like, if they were to ask her, oh, are you happy right now? She wouldn't say... Like, she wouldn't hide it. She'd be like, yeah, I'm happy right now. Of course I'm happy right now. Or, no, I'm not happy right now, you know? Like, I thought she was really open, like, she had, like, that conversation, but I guess I didn't really look into it.
Well, that's the difference between trained ears and not trained, right? She's trained, I'm not trained. So she was looking at feelings and those keywords that we weren't. We just saw the way she was acting.
But next video, we will.
Yeah, she's happy, and I feel like she said sad that one time, but I feel like she shared her feelings more than once. That's why I put it down. But, I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Well, if she shared her feelings, let's say, hey.
Now, who's the baby on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's the baby? I think I know who's phone that.
Yes? Okay.
Who's the baby? No, I think it's Rebecca's. I think that's her daughter.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca.
No?
Okay. This is a boy child.
All right. I'll ask the other child.
I think someone just is wrong.
Is it Tolly?
I think he found it with Tolly.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
All right. So, if it's once or twice, I always say in these kinds of coding team meetings, one swallow doesn't make a summer. Have you ever heard of that phrase?
What is it?
One swallow doesn't make a summer.
Doesn't make a summer?
Is that a
yeah.
Word?
You've never heard of that?
No.
It's like a Rolling Stone gathers no moss, or called aphorisms. One swallow doesn't make a summer. You ever hear of Capistrano, California? Does that mean anything? It's in California. Capistrano, California. Okay, it's a town. It's a seaside town in Southern California, and every year, at around the exact same day, the swallows come back from their migratory location to this town. Okay, so the phrase "one swallow doesn't make a summer" means that if one swallow comes back, that doesn't mean that it's automatically summer. You got it? Because that could be an early bird, or, you know.
Oh, right.
You got it?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I was, like, thinking of, like, swallows.
Yeah, that's how I was like,
swallow. No, a bird. A swallow is a bird. Yes.
Can I say one more thing about item one?
Please.
Okay. So, it does say that
He shows his thoughts and feelings in a way that he looks and acts, but he does not talk much about what he thinks and about how he feels. And I think those are two different things.
They are, but if they're connected by the word and.
But I think, but the thing is like, I really think she does both. Like, I mean, not to the point where I feel like it's so characteristic. Like, that, I maintain that I put it in the middle. Because, like, the part where she's there, she wants to play house. And the therapist asks, like, well, what's the mom doing? And she's, you know, and the mom's like, oh, well, the mom can't take care of the baby because she's always cooking, she's always cleaning. Now, that was, like, an interesting thing for how she thinks. But then the therapist goes, and is that what happens with you and, I forget the sister's name, your sister? And she's like, yeah, but I like it. So if we're, like, taking something at face value, you know, like, sort of what I emailed you about, because I was like, if we're just going on what she said and the behaviors,
we want to try to make as few inferences as possible.
So like
stick to the data.
It's like part of me was thinking like, oh, well, she probably doesn't really like it, but the part of me that was cute sorting was like, okay, so she said she liked it, she's expressing a feeling.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you watch the whole video?
I did.
As in like more than 15 minutes?
Yes.
I watched 15 minutes.
You see, that's
Yeah.
Oh. We only saw 15 minutes of that.
What? Why?
It said,
just cut off.
You had
it
download
cut
the
off?
Clip. It said download it to watch the whole thing.
You don't have to download it to your
computer.
No, you just download it to your Dropbox. It's not to your computer.
Oh. See, because I sent it to him too. I was like, 15 minutes,
long, but there's more.
Oh.
So it said you have to download
oh.
it.
There we go.
I knew it was longer.
They only watched 15 minutes.
You only watched 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, your email said to download. It said to get the
all right, so can we agree, download it, but then delete it when we're done?
You don't even have to download it to your computer. You just download it to your Dropbox.
And you can delete it from the Dropbox.
Okay.
Because my video cut off when she asked to watch the video.
That happened the first time, you know, and I was like, oh. And then it was like, please download it to your Dropbox. So I did.
So I don't know. I didn't remember the house.
Yeah, no, I know that she asked to play house, but I didn't watch the rest of that.
Oh.
And I get cut off there.
I thought that was the end. Right?
Yeah,
I didn't even know it before, actually.
It gets so much better.
It gets so good.
All right, how about this? Anyone who saw the full 45? You saw the full 45 too? Did you see the full 45?
I watched the whole session.
The whole thing, 45 minutes. Okay.
I downloaded and then I deleted after.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, make sure you delete. Please make sure you delete these. So why don't we do this for next week? We can end early. It's no problem. We'll do the same video for next week. So you watch the whole thing and resort the whole thing. Okay? And Adam, then you'll be with Sarat. You'll listen to my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarah, you'll know which one. I need to email you the link to the Dropbox folder with this video in it, but you'll be able to see it then, and you'll do the same assignment. So you're Q sorting just the video, no prototypes or anything like that, just the video, what goes on in the video.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to then just watch the whole thing and send you that one, or do you still want mine from like the first 15?
No, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah. So we'll just work on for next week. And those of you who have missing cards, did you guys bring your decks or no?
No.
Okay. So I do have some decks downstairs that I think I have some leftovers. We can see if there are missing any. The guy who did these decks is coming in at 6 to work on a different project, but I can have him do it tonight, but you guys have to leave now, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah, I'll just make another card. Like,
yeah.
Grab an index card from home, write number 7.
Yeah, you can do
that.
I
don't like want to make him do the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to make. I want to make these cards. I want them to look nice. You know, I asked him to do something.
Right.
And
I will
say
that
my cards are getting like destroyed.
Destroyed?
They're not destroyed.
What?
No,
put your heart on your Q-sort cards.
Oh,
with the dog eating them? What?
No, they're not. They're not getting destroyed. It's like
one time the tea exploded in my backpack. So, you know, so it's like stuff like that. So that's
well, are they still usable?
They are, but I'm saying like
when you give them back, they're tea stained.
Oh, you want
tea stained?
You want them back? I'm sorry, it might be a process.
Yes, I want them back eventually.
I know you're doing well.
I mean, Patrick spent a lot of time making these, so
yeah.
How many of these are we doing?
A lot.
We're gonna maybe do this all year long.
Oh, okay. What are we getting at? What are we gonna do with this? Just practice?
No, hopefully you'll be good enough that we can actually code some real videos and correlate it with a different set of data and see what we get.
Like do a research project?
Yes, do a research project. Possibly a poster out of this.
Maybe.
So ideally we'd have one of the three doctoral students spearhead that. And then the rest of you, obviously your names, including yours, would be on the poster.
What happened to last year's?
Yeah.
Well, a sad thing happened. Abigail, as you know, was in charge of that, and she went on vacation. And when she came back, she didn't continue with it. So I had a meeting with her about that, and she's going to finish up her role in the project so that we can present it next year. So that's what happened. Silence. but I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry it didn't work out. So we did not have a representative in Toronto in August.
She was supposed to go, right?
She was supposed to go, and it didn't happen. And Fran was going to go too, and we didn't have a poster, so... What was that, Keely? Michelle was peripherally involved in the poster. Michelle's doing a dissertation using the Uganda data set, but what we were working on specifically was the maternal the coding of the sentence structures and whether the length of sentences had to do with the child's outcomes. That poster didn't get presented, even though obviously it had been accepted for presentation. Because it just didn't get finished. But I've talked to the principals, and they are going to be working on it so that we'll present it next year. So, sorry. What's that?
I thought they like just dropped me because of like the last coding thing I did, and it got like a ton of messed up.
No, the coding was fine. The reliability was great. You guys had great reliability. That was not the issue. So you guys did your job, and I'm grateful for that. And it will those data will get presented, but Michelle is doing something different. Same data set, but different set of variables in the data set. So, but if we wanted to do something with this project for next year, either at APA or at another conference, what we need is somebody to kind of like organize that and think about some hypotheses to test. I would urge one of the doctoral students to, or more than one, to kind of take the lead on that. But everybody's name would be on that poster. Okay? So we got plenty of time. I think that the deadline for poster application submissions to APA is December. So we've got a couple of months. So if you guys are interested in thinking about that, looking it up, Sarah, I don't mean to, if you're interested too, I want to include you. You know, go to APA, look up poster submission information, and it'll tell you exactly the deadline and how to submit and all of that. It's not that difficult, really. And what you need for submission is not that much at all. So that's it, basically, an abstract. So, you know, think about it. Huh? Yeah, it's not a real big deal. The big deal is actually, you know, crunching the numbers and organizing it into presenting the results, and that's the part where the ball was dropped. But you know, this is another opportunity this year, so you know, let me know within the next month or so whether any of you has an interest in. I mean, we don't have to present a poster. I'm okay either way, but it's an opportunity for those of you who want to go to doc, you know, apply for doctoral programs. I know, Kayleen, you do. It
looks good, right?
It looks great. It looks great on a CV.
Co-owner or something.
Exactly, exactly.
But now I don't have it anymore.
Oh! Look, I tried, but sometimes sometimes it doesn't work out. But I'm hoping that that poster will get presented next year.
Okay.
So. All right. Yes.
You
know, I know that you guys were told to do that, I think at the end of every month or something. I mean, I trust you guys, so I don't require it in here. If you want to do it, you can, but I'm not requiring that. I'm just assuming that you're – I know that we haven't actually – I haven't given you 5 hours worth of work every week or 6 hours, whatever it is. But, you know, it'll ramp up eventually. All right? But I trust you guys, so – all right, so we're going to work on the same video.
Watch the whole thing
this time. And submit your distributions to me the night before.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to make up homemade cards for the ones that you don't have. Now, does everybody have a list of the items, the item list like this?
Yeah.
Ready, has this? Okay, all right. Okay, great.
Can I get a debit card?
Yes, you can.
Yes. I don't want to make a home.
We can do that right now.
Maybe you'll get
a
pizza.
Do it here.
Yeah,
I'll show you right now.
See you tomorrow.
All right, see you, Mike.
See you.